When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all are doing all right, staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow straight gate path. You help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you. Okay, so prayers for your mental health, prayers for your current condition and circumstances, prayers for your environment, your people around you. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. And let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out, guiding us through the morning, getting us through the afternoon, getting us through the evening, getting us through the night. He is constantly looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, love, the outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his word, his only begotten son dying for our sins. There's so much things through our lifetime that the Lord has done for us and continues to keep doing for us, amen, because his mercy endures forever. He protects his people. He keeps his promises, y'all. So always praise him and give him a shout, y'all. Praise the Lord, y'all. Hallelujah. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. Praying for you all. Let's always uplift each other in Christ and encourage each other in the Lord. Let's constantly pray for each other, intercede for each other, comfort one another, support each other, all those things, people, because brothers and sisters of the faith all over the world, we have to be on one accord for the Lord. We have to be in harmony and peace and unity on one accord for the Lord. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered all four corners of the earth. Much love to the scattered Israelites among the nations, all ends of the earth. Much love to the churches and ministries out there with the sound doctrine, the love, the harmony, the Bible studies, the fellowships, the gatherings, all those things, y'all. Much love to the previous martyrs, current martyrs, and soon to be martyrs. The isolated believers who were persecuted and went through it for the gospel. Much love to all you out there going through it for the faith. Much love to the great tribulation saints down the road. Much love to all the converts of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds, all over the world. Much love to any brand new converts who just became a believer, who just repented, who just got baptized or anything like that. Any brand new people to faith. God bless you as well. Love you all. Welcome. Welcome everyone, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faiths, all kindreds, everybody. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fishes in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains. Let all of God's creation praise him. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted or grafted in, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Lord. Sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise him. Rejoice, always rejoice. Make a joyful noise, make a joyful sound, play an instrument, sing, crowd them, dance, do what you gotta do. Express yourself for the Most High. Always serve him with gladness and joy. Always worship in spirit and truth, y'all, most definitely. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord God with all your might, heart, soul, strength, and might. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord God with all your might, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves, and let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until the Son comes back. Amen. He has come back like a thief in the night, in a twinkling of an eye. He's come back with them angels. He's come back with a shout. He is coming back, y'all. So let us be washed up by the water, by the word. Let us constantly keep doing a great commission. Keep the commandments. Keep the word of God. Keep the gospel. Keep the law, such commandments. Keep doing a great commission. Keep being doers of the word. Stay in your purpose, yo. Calling for all of us, yo. We all got to be on point in these times that we're in, all right? So he's coming back at an hour. Nobody knows but the Father, amen. So stay watchful, stay prayed up, and stay in alignment, all right? Most definitely, let the Lord keep revealing himself to us more often through dreams and visions and encounters in various ways. Let us know the Lord better, get more close to him. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God, he will draw near to you. Let us obey the gospel, the law, statute, commandments, the Torah. the Law and Prophets, all of God's Word, the New Testament, the Apocrypha, all of God's Word, y'all. Respect it, handle it, and be doers of it. Stay obedient and better listeners, amen. Let's be better examples for people out there. We got to be more light to the world, salt to the earth, ambassadors for Christ, vessels, instruments for God, all those things, okay, y'all? So keep going forward, all right? Now, today's message, I'm just going to go through the tabloids real quick of the news roundup of what's going on within this past week. And then we'll close out with a prayer. We'll close out with a priestly blessing. And we'll close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise his only begotten Son, died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we go. All right, y'all. So I'm pretty sure y'all are aware of O.J. Simpson passing away, the NFL legend. It brought a lot of mixed reactions and from different people through social media, what have you. Legendary football player, and people still talk about to this day in various ways. And you know, when people pass away, people like to bring up old things that are dirt or the past or anything like that. So some people still have resentment and all those different things. So let's continue to see what's going on in the news roundup. Real estate tycoon Tryung Milan was sentenced to death yesterday for siphoning $12.5 billion from a Sejong joint state joint stock commercial bank, largest fraud case in Vietnam's history. It comes amid a government-led crackdown on corruption. Wow, $12 billion, man. How do you even, man, I ain't even going to ask that, man. I'll tell you, these people are high places, boy. They be moving foul and doing wild things with resources, bro. So, man, that's crazy. Let's see. Gun background check expansion. The Department of Justice expanded the definition of who counts as a firearm dealer and must conduct background checks in the U.S. yesterday as part of the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act. The legislation was passed in the aftermath of the 2022 Robb Elementary shooting in Uvalde, Texas. All right. All those gun laws and everything. Real estate fund is up 48% since 2021. All right, let's see what we have going on here. The 2023 to 2024 NBA regular season wraps up this weekend. All right, see the latest standings and playoff picture. U.S. federal investigators accuse MLB star Shohei Ohtani, former interpreter, of stealing $16 million from Ohtani. Wow. Taro Acabano, American-born sumo wrestler icon, dies at 54 years old. DJ Mr. C, longtime radio host and hip-hop pioneer, dies at 57 years old. Big-time people, celebrities dying, okay. Let's see, science and technology. Artificial intelligence startup Humane releases its widely anticipated AI pen, a wearable badge that doubles as an artificial intelligence-powered smart device. Studies suggest some peer reviewers of academic papers may be using chatbots to provide feedback. Man, okay, got Google's DeepMind unveils and scientists pinpoint DNA, all types of crazy stuff going on. Investment bank Morgan Stanley shares closed down more than 5% on report that multiple federal regulators are investigating its wealth management. Sam Bankman-Fried, former cryptocurrency mogul, appeals fraud conviction of crimes for crimes connected to the collapse of his now defunct trading platform FTX. Russian airstrikes hit Ukraine. Destroys a major power plant in Kyiv, Ukraine. Okay, a lot going on in Russia, Ukraine, and Palestine, Israel, and all those different things, y'all. Middle East, Africa, Europe, America, all over, man. There's a lot going on all over the world, amen. So this is why we got to kind of stay prayed up, y'all. Things are going to always be going on in weird various ways and very fast times way in the way of local news, national news, global news. We live in a fast-paced world, okay? But the true news we're going to always stick to is the good news of the Messiah, amen, the good news of the gospel, the good news of the kingdom, amen. Whose report shall you believe? We will believe the report of the Lord, y'all, amen. So the gospel is what we'll always stick to, the good news. You can never go wrong with that, amen. So always share the gospel, spread the word any way you can, amen. So there you have it. All right. That's the news roundup for this week. Just want to go through the quick tabloids. Okay. So what I love to do as I close out is give all the praise and honor and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and place his only begotten Son died for our sins. Amen. Most definitely. Praise him, y'all. He's the God of heaven and earth. He's the God of Shem, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. He is the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrews. He is the God of Noah, Job, and Daniel. Praise the Lord, y'all. His only begotten son died for our sins, rose up 3 days later. Praise the Messiah. Much love to him for shedding his blood for all of us, y'all. He is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Lord, the advocate. Praise the Lord, the almighty, true, and living God. Praise the Most High, y'all, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed only potent, the blessed only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father, the faithful and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nessiah, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the Judge of Israel, the Judge King Eternal. He is the King of Israel, amen. He is the King of Kings, hallelujah. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hosanna, Hosanna of the highest praise. Hosanna, the Son of David. Blessed be he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. Praise him. He is the King of Saints, King of the Ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader, commander, the life, the light of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord is my portion, the Lord is holiness, the Lord is my banner, the Lord is our righteousness, he is my shield, my buckler, my refuge, my salvation, my strength, my song, my healer, my redeemer, my good fortress, my refuge, my safety, my defense. Praise the Most High, our provider. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahawashai, Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahayashai, Yeshua, Hamashiach, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, Elohim, Yehosha, Yehusha, Yehosha, Ahayashai, Adonai, Abba. He is a consuming fire. He is the Father of lights, the Father of the fatherless, the Father of widows, the Father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His Son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He's the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus, y'all. We touch and agree, y'all. Call on him and he'll show you great mighty things. Search and seek him with all your heart and you will find him. He is a reward to those who seek him diligently. He rewards those who seek him diligently, y'all. So gotta have faith, gotta believe him, gotta trust him, know he exists, know what he could do for you. Healing, restoration, deliverance, miracles, signs, wonders. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. We know that for the rest of our lives, the outstretched arm of God will be in our lives forever. The mighty hand of God will be in our lives forever. The finger of God will be in our lives forever. In every situation, every circumstance, amen. Praise him. He got us, y'all. This is not a time to doubt or walk in skepticism, y'all. Straight faith on this side, amen. Praise him. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the Lord our righteousness, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection and life, the resurrection, the resurrector, the life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah. Praise him. We know that he is the living word. He is the word made flesh. Praise the Most High always forever. We know that his word is purified, silver, just as David said in Psalms. We know that every word of God is true, pure, and flawless, as the book of Proverbs says. And we know that his word is a double-edged sword, as the book of Hebrews says. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. So that is the word for today, the news roundup for this week. Praise him. What I love to do as I close out is give y'all a prayer and a priestly blessing. Okay, so here we go. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the honor and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shalom. Amen. Selah. Barakatha. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Prayer for you all. Peace.